The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the all-new Rush Hour podcast. I'm Gus Warland.
I'm Jude Bolton.
And I'm Wendell Saylor.
Cracking show.
Absolutely. It's going to be massive.
Absolute ripper. The day before Australia Day. You're up and about, Dill.
Of course,
we've got a
always.
Day, we've got a day off tomorrow.
Oh, I love that. I love a day off.
Nathan Lyon's coming on the show as
the
well.
The GOAT. Yes. The GOAT's got his 400. He is ready to take on the Adelaide Strikers tomorrow night.
Exactly right. What about Holden versus Ford, boys? Give us a call on 133353. We would love your thoughts on if you're a Holden man or a Ford man, because there's a big auction on this weekend and cars are going for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Lloyds are putting on the auctions. There are a range of classics, Holdens and Fords, for public viewing before they go under the hammer this weekend. There's a 1978 Ford Cobra. At the moment, there's a bid of $105,000. What about this one? The 1988 Holden VL Group A SS Walkinshaw Holden, $185,000 is up for at the moment.
Original condition.
Yeah.
Exactly. Wow. So are you? What was your first car? Do you have a Ford or a Holden?
I was a Holden man as a kid.
Like, okay. Because of Peter Brock. Peter Brock 05?
Yeah, 5. I love 5. I love Peter Brock. I love his swagger. But my first car, I'm going to tell you, when I was at the Broncos, 93, obviously didn't have much money. Mum and Dad looked after me. Started to play right football. Ford were our sponsor.
Yeah.
Mate, obviously I'm very different. I bought a laser hatch, bright yellow laser hatch. And, mate, I look like, remember Police Academy? Remember when Hightower?
Yeah.
Mate, cause I put the seat back and I loved it. It was really bright. Yeah. And mate, when I got out of it, mate, the boys were giving it to me.
Geordie and the boys were giving it to me.
Yeah, Steve ran off with another game. Mate, you look like a peanut M&M. You know, bright yellow, big chocolate man getting out of it. Yeah.
What about you, Jude? Did you have a Ford or a Holden? Did you?
My first car was a Ford Futura in about 98.
Nice.
And then once I had to just trade that in after I pushed it to the SCG one game when I was late for the coach's meeting. I literally ran out of – not ran out of petrol. It just conked out.
Yeah.
And I had to push it to the game and left it there for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then got a Holden Bolina later on.
G'day, Dale.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. Are you a Ford or Holden?
Holden girl.
Okay. Why?
Why? Well, I own a VY Holden Storm Ute.
Sensational.
And which I drag race and it's my daily driver. But when I was younger, we used to watch the Hardy Ferrodo and Bathurst 1000 and so forth. So always following Brocky.
Where do you drag race it? Whereabouts?
Oh, I've raced in Sydney before at Eastern Creek.
Yes.
Sensational.
Awesome. Yep. It used to be Alan Moffat or Peter Brock, of course.
Brocky, mate, yes.
My brother.
Dick Johnson.
Dick Johnson was out there as well. Thanks a lot, Dale. What about Jason in St. Helens Park? G'day, Jace.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
Good,
very
Jason.
Well. Holden or Ford, brother?
Holden all the way. My first car I drove was an EH Holden.
Yeah.
And nice. Now I now have a matching set of EH Holdens from the sedan, the ute, the panel van, and the station wagon.
Oh,
what's
mate,
that
you got
set
the full
you back
set?
Over the journey, Jason?
Sorry, say again.
What's that set you back over the journey?
About half.
Whoa. Yeah, I was going to say would.
That's
too,
a
yeah.
That's a true that's, love
that's,
and commitment.
That's investment right there. Yeah. Too.
You're a single man, Jason?
No, I'm not. Still married. 30 years.
Well, she's a good woman. Give her a love, please, mate. Let's go to Mick now. G'day, Mick.
G'day, fellas. How you going?
Good, yeah, buddy. You well?
Good, mate. What's your Ford or Holden?
Holden through and through.
Why?
My old man was a Holden man, and I've had probably 8 or 9 of driving a Colorado at the moment.
Okay.
So would you ever drive a Ford? If someone gave you a Ford, would you drive it?
No. You know what Ford stands for, don't you?
No.
Found on rubbish dumps.
Okay.
Or fix or repair daily.
Thank you, Mick. Let's go to Dan to finish it off. G'day, Dan. How are you, mate?
Boys, how you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Good, Dan.
You're a Ford man.
Oh, mate, through and through. So blue.
What do you think of all these other people that have rung up and given it to you?
Well, mate, you've got 6 skins when you're a Ford supporter.
Yeah. What's your favourite Ford, mate, or one of your favourite Fords of all time?
It's got to be the XY GTHO, so I don't think Holden have ever built a world's fastest production car before.
Oh, well,
nice,
nice
little clip
good,
on the way through.
Yeah.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
I want to talk about MG's New South Wales Origin jersey, the jersey that he wore when he had the fisticuffs with Wally.
He didn't have a fight with Wally. He was scared of Wally.
Oh,
hey, he was scared. Whoa.
MG's not in here.
I wish he was in here.
How do you reckon you'd go, MG and you?
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good fight, but I think MG would get me.
That's box office.
Okay.
Yeah,
that would be box office. Okay, so there's that jersey. We started working together on the grill team in 2009. MG and I both shared the same birthday. So it was the last show of the year of our first year on radio together, and he gave me that jersey. And he said, mate, we're like brothers, born on the other side of the tracks together, but here's the jersey.
Hang on. You were born on the other side of the tracks.
Which tracks?
Well, I was born on the nice part of the tracks.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Posh with a silver spoon up my you-know-what, and he was a battler.
Yeah, you could tell.
That's what we're saying.
That's where everyone loves MG and not you so much.
Oh, wow.
Oh, sorry, mate, yeah.
That's interesting.
I thought you were both born on the wrong side of the tracks.
No, we're born on different sides of the tracks.
Oh, okay.
So that's the situation, right?
Yep.
So he gives me the jersey, and for about 10 years I have it, actually longer than that. In October of last year, he said, mate, I really want the jersey back. And I want to hang it up in my gym. I want to frame it and so forth. And I went, you know what? No worries at all. This is a bit of audio from the rush hour last year, which MG was sort of trying to work out how he's going to pay me for it.
I'm getting a little bit desperate here for the jersey. What would it take McDonald's-wise to get it back?
You can actually get a, like a Macca's, like a credit card, like a, you know, like the Australia Post cards with credit on it, right?
Mm. A gold card.
I got sent one of those for the Dead Set Legends, and being the skipper, I was given it, and the other two bunnies weren't, but I gave it to Dell because he just looked so desperate when I got it, and he didn't get one. So I gave that to him. So a $200 credit on Macca's will get you the jersey, no problem at all, brother.
I'll up it. I'll make it two of them cards for $400.
Wow.
Okay, so that was October of last year. So then the next day I brought it in. I said to him, mate, you know, all good, happy days. I'm still waiting.
You didn't actually take the cards.
Well, he never offered the cards.
Okay.
So not 200, not 400. That never arrived.
That was just the value.
Yeah, he said he was going to do it, and I said, if he did it, great. Hasn't happened. The jersey itself is still hanging on the back of the door, of the back of the chair that I put it on when I first arrived.
So it hasn't gone up and framed it in the gym?
4 months.
Four?
4 months ago. So I've taken the jersey back.
Oh.
I took it back last night and it's back at my house again.
Mate.
So MG and all your mates listening right now, let MG know.
But this is a prized possession. Like, he surely cares about it.
No, it's a really prized possession. He just left it on the chair for 4 months for any bunny to come and get. The cleaners coming in at night just to grab whatever they wanted. Mate, he didn't care about the jersey.
That's to tell everyone in Triple M that's his seat. I'm sure he's leaving it there for a reason. Surely he cares about it.
It's literally, I had to pick it up off the ground and whack it in. What?
Well, it's funny you say that because the great man, we got him on the line.
Oh, sensational.
MG.
MG.
Oh, no.
Hello, mate.
Mate, I'm just on my way to the gym to find out exactly where I'm going to put the jersey.
Where'd you go?
And I hear this. Come on, man. Come on, Angus. You're better than that.
Mate,
you're
better than that. Sitting on your chair for 4 months.
Mate, I didn't know it was there. I was looking for it everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Mate. Well,
unlucky,
it's called,
mate.
It's called COVID, mate. You know, we can't go places these days. We've got to, you know, when you get COVID, your whole family gets COVID. You can't go many places. And so the poor jersey's been there on its own.
Exactly.
MG, how's his form trying to just take it straight back off you?
Judy, showing his true colours, mate.
What do you mean, straight back off him? It's been 4 months. It's a third of a year.
I was just on my way to McDonald's after the gym to get your little cheeseburger thing.
He doesn't need those. Trust me, he doesn't need them. Okay?
Oh, wow.
Dell, come on, mate. Talk to him, please.
Yeah, I know. Well, and he's trying to cause a fight between you and I because we've grown up on the wrong side of the tracks, you and I. So,
I said to him,
MG would beat me, mate. MG's a beast, mate, you know?
Oh, mate. You know, look, I'm a lover these days, not a fighter. You know that.
Exactly, mate.
Who do you reckon, if it was you and Dell in a fight, back in the day, who do you reckon would have, in your prime?
Oh, yeah, primes. Oh,
MG.
Mount your boy, knockout. Come on.
I'm going to tell the most ridiculous baby names in history. There are some shockers in there.
The Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell.
What are your two kids' names, Del?
Tristan and Matisse.
And how did you come up with those names? Was that you sort of saying, I love that name, or your missus went, I've got to have a girl?
No, Tara and I spoke about it, and she threw some names up. I threw some names up. Tristan I liked because there wasn't many Tristans around back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember Brad Pitt, Legends of the Fall?
Yeah.
His name was Tristan in it. And I just love that name. It was quite different. And then, so he's Tristan J. I wanted to nickname him TJ, but it didn't really take off, so it's just Tristan. You know, always thinking outside. And then Matisse from The Artist, you know?
Ah, very good.
Yeah, beautiful name, Matisse.
Yeah.
Do you call them those names? Any shortening, or is it just Tristan?
Oh, yeah, I call Tristan. Matisse, I call Tease. Teesy? What's going on, Teesy? Yeah.
What about you, big fella?
Yeah, I've got Ciara and Piper. So Ciara
you've
gets
gone a little bit out of the box with those.
A little bit, yeah, absolutely. Ciara, everyone sometimes thinks it's Sierra, but it's S-I-A-R-R-A. And she gets nicknamed Yaya because her cousin couldn't say the name properly. So it's Yaya.
Yaya, oh, okay.
Cool, which is a great grandmother. Yaya.
Okay.
Yeah. So quite often we're down the park and what about, yell out Yaya and then suddenly
all these grannies turn around. And Piper as well?
Little Piper, yeah.
Piper, she's, that's
she's
nice,
a,
man.
She's
so I went for Jack, Ella and Abby. So pretty sort of traditional ones, if you like. Well, there's been a list of the weirdest baby names throughout history. The top 20. So I want to run through them with you. Can you just imagine calling your baby any of these names? Armand?
What? Armand?
Yeah.
Chris Top?
Yeah.
So Chris Top?
Not Christoph.
No, Chris. Well, maybe Chris Top?
No, yeah. I know. I'm getting hungry and thirsty.
Cinnamon?
I'm definitely getting hungry.
I think I definitely met someone called Cinnamon late one night back in Vegas.
Yeah.
Cinnamon's a stripper's name, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Oh,
oh wow.
Hey,
let's just say, just
I'm just throwing it out there.
So professional dancer. Let's just say that.
Yeah, okay, we'll call it that. Dijon. Dijon.
Yeah. Sauce.
What about Edward? E-D-W.
Hang on. Edward. E-D-W.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edward. Like,
is it short for anything or not?
No. It says that's the name.
Yeah.
And there's Friend, Man, Nimrod, Omega, Spicy, Branch, Fronny.
Wow.
Gertha.
Oh, I know Gertha.
You know a Gertha?
No.
Okay. I mean, some of these kids are going to have a tough
time. If anyone
time
in this
school,
room's got a Gertha, that'll be you.
I grew up in the country with Jude as my name, and people go Judy, Judith, and that sort of stuff. And then I had to sort of.
Did you want to change your name?
Oh, I was asking Mum and Dad, why didn't you call me Nick or Steve or something like that?
You don't look a Nick or Steve.
Now it's stuck with me, and I love it.
Are there many Jews out there?
There are some little Jews, actually. Okay. There are.
Of course, I reckon there'd be a lot of Jews out there. Right.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Something very important happened, boys, in the last couple of days. The Aboriginal flag will be transferred to public hands, freeing its use for Indigenous community groups and sporting codes after the Australian government reached a historical deal with its creator to permanently acquire copyright more than 50 years after it was first flown. A wonderful result. And Del, now everyone can use the flag, however they want to, on jerseys, sporting clubs. It's free.
Yeah, look, I think it's great. You know, it's been a long time coming, and obviously, you know, there's public opinion, good and bad and that, but this is great for Australia, not just Australia, but the Indigenous culture, but us as all Australians, because, you know, we celebrate our Indigenous athletes and our Indigenous people in and around Australia, but also we're all Aussies, so it makes me very proud.
I had the brilliant opportunity to interview Eddie Betts before the Sir Doug Nicholls round last season, and Eddie came out with the Free the Flag T-shirt on, and the Indigenous players are so passionate about this. I just think it's just such a wonderful step forward, and just to be able to see the impact that will have across communities, being able to use it in different settings and not have to pay the privileges or the rights back to the particular company. So I think it's fantastic.
Yep, $20 million, and people go, oh, does that go to the creator? Yeah. No, it doesn't. That $20 million deal is going to all sorts of grants for Indigenous people.
Awesome.
So someone, for instance, might get a $100,000 grant to do something particular. That will come out of that $20 million. So I think it's really money well spent by the government.
Yeah, it is, because, I mean, we know there's been a lot of different things in and around sort of, those government grants and stuff, and sometimes people have used them the wrong way. But this one, you know, you can just tell it's going to go to the right people, right foundations, and I think it's massive. Makes me proud too, because obviously you guys know my uncle was Eddie Marbo, and Marbo rights, it was massive back then, the way that it turned. Not everyone agreed with it, but you look at it now, Marbo law, it's been massive.
The All-Star Game is the first game of rugby league now, and obviously you famously scored that try when you were sort of retired, and then you came back again for that. And
nearly forgot about it. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
You and Jonathan Thurston worked out that wonderful celebration where you got the corner post, you used it as a didgeridoo. now that that flag that's going to be flown on that night, you know that that's free for anyone in Australia to use.
Yeah, look, it's a proud moment. I think, you know, even when I scored that try, and I think when I grabbed that post, but to look around and see guys like Preston Campbell, Jonathan Thurston, Sam Thaiday, you know, for me, that makes me proud. But also seeing the people in the crowd, you know, that next the wave of culture coming through, you know, you got the Indigenous flag there, and obviously you see the Torres Strait Island flag there too. So, you know, it's wonderful recognition, I think, for wonderful culture. Up next, we talk to the GOAT, Nathan Lyon.
The Rush Hour on Triple M.
Yeah, Gus Jude and Wendell Sadler on Triple M. Yesterday we spoke about Dave Warner and his wife putting on quite a party on Sydney Harbour, and Dell told us this story.
I want you to picture back in 2000, myself and Andrew Johns were going to the Last Lap nightclub. Well, why not? Because all the Olympic athletes were there. All of a sudden, Susie O'Neill's partner at the time, I think it's her husband now, I think her name's Cliff, walks over to me. We've had a pretty big day and Joey's on fire. She's got a gold medal on Susie O'Neill. Joey's got her in a playful headlock. Cliff comes over to me and goes, mate, can you tell Joey not to get my missus in a headlock anymore? It was in a playful way. Apparently Susie O'Neill's told that story before, but one of the great harbour cruisers.
Yep, yeah, certainly was an absolute ripper, and it got reminded me of a story, a couple of stories, but I'll tell you one now. The other one might have to come out of the vault at some point, but yeah. I was lucky enough to be with, you know, Jacko, Hugh Jackman.
Oh, yeah, of course, coattails.
Absolutely, Del. I was on the coattails, and I jumped on this boat, and it was Nicole Kidman's 40th. So we're on the boat. We're in Sydney Harbour.
Tripping over names here.
Chatting away. They'd just been done Australia together, right? So everyone was all, you know, talking about the movie and so forth. And I just noticed down the end of the boat, there was a bloke sort of strumming on his guitar. And I went, gee, that looks like Sting. Could that be Sting? They could have just got a guy that looks like Sting who's like does Sting songs. Yeah. I said to Jack, I said, mate, is that Sting? He goes, yeah, no, Sting's playing. And we had our mate Marcos there, right? Our mate Marcos, a red-headed clown from Queensland.
He's loose as a goose.
So Marcos goes down to the back of the boat where Sting is warming up and getting himself ready and the band's getting organised.
Not shy, is he, Marcos?
And he says, do you know Roxanne?
Now, he said that to Sting.
Do you reckon Sting knows Roxanne? Yep, probably has. Number one song. Yeah. One of his greatest songs.
Yeah.
So Marcos sits down next to Sting and goes, come on then, you and I together.
Oh,
and
what?
Marcos has got the worst voice
you've ever come across.
Butchered it in front. And of course, there's a great photo, which I'll try to get for our socials, of Sting laughing his head off at this idiot from Queensland with a couple of Coronas on board singing the Roxanne song. So we want to throw it out there on 133353. What happened on the boat? G'day, Michael.
How you going, guys?
Good mate. What happened?
I was on a little boat trip fishing with a mate up in Bunn, and 3-litre dinghy with a little 10-horsepower on the back of it. Mm-hmm. The biggest shark in the world, man, has turned sideways, looked at me and me mate fishing in this boat with a black eye bigger than a basketball. We've crapped the gear, bro, ripped that little 10-horsepower, and we're back on the shore, mate, fishing off the bank.
Yeah, 100%.
There was no mucking around, man. Within seconds, that boat was started and we were gone.
Good on you, Michael. Great story. Let's speak to Viv. G'day, Vivian in Bexley.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So it was my best friend's wedding day. I was maid of honour. And after the wedding ceremony, they got us all the bridal party on a boat to cruise Sydney Harbour.
Yep.
So we're on the boat having a great time. I needed to go to the bathroom. I've never used a bathroom on a boat before.
Yeah, it can be a bit how you're going.
Yeah, so I went down, downstairs, down the cabin, used the bathroom, flushed it, but I flushed it a few too many times. Oh. Anyway, it blocked the toilet and it completely overflowed, completely in the cabin. So it was just basically flooded the whole bottom part. We had to stop the boat cruise and moor halfway through it. And I completely ruined my best friend's wedding day.
Viv. Oh, no. And, of course, she does remind you about that all the time.
Oh, no. Well, yeah, she does. She does. Every time we don't see each other that often anymore.
Oh, what a shock.
Up next, some stories must remain in the vault. But there is one, Del, and you have to tell us this story.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Jude, are we going into the vault?
Of course. It's time to just open up the vault, a few stories.
When you tell a story that goes in the vault, it stays in the vault.
Sometimes people have the key.
No. You know that, like, when, you know, whatever happens on tour stays on tour? That's like the vault, mate.
Yeah. I'm with Dell on this one.
Yeah, but there's times when you come across a bit of information and you just...
Has that come across your desk?
It's come across my desk.
Okay. Mm.
The Triple M Rush Hour from the vault.
I've been giggling about this all
You're
morning.
Up and about.
Oh, well, something comes across your desk and you start to just get a little bit excited about this. But it was a photo that I'd seen a while ago and it might have been floating around on WhatsApp groups, but it's surfaced again. It's out of the vault. And this particular photo in question, I guess let's paint the picture for the listeners because, you know, first of all, Del, it's you and Alfie Langer posing for a photo with Michael Bolton of this fame.
One of my favourites.
Yes.
I've seen him 3 times live.
Yeah, I've seen him twice.
Del just loves him. Del just loves him.
Oh, he's brilliant.
I don't know whether it was country western theme or not, but let's just say you looks like you all boys have gone, let's saddle up, cowboys. We're going out. But anyway.
They put the Akuba on Bolton as well.
I know. Well, let's get to that. Elfie's shirt first and foremost. Well, that's just questionable at best. At worst, it's one of the, you know, it's one of that just gets overlooked in the op shop when it's shit kit day or.
And I reckon it could be a kendo shirt.
I don't know, but I love the fact that he's feigning to jaw him with a right fist. Like he's just, he's about to jaw Michael Bolton. But then you turn your eyes to Del and it can be only be described as either an outfit for Garth Brooks and Morgan Freeman's love child. Or better still, is it Willie Nelson has either broken onto the set of Project Runway and designed something for Sir Vivian Richards and his tour of Australia and New Zealand? I don't know.
To be honest, though, he does look good, Jude.
Like, oh, he's he can pull it off. I will give him that. He's very good looking. You're looking really good in this fact. But it is Michael Bolton that raises the most eyebrows. And when you sort of just focus in on a little bit, you know, he has stolen Troy Cassidaly's hat. That's first and foremost. But
yeah.
But why is he so excited? It's like those shots of, you know, Greg Norman walking the beach with the one wood out. You know, it's either you or Alfie has really aroused him, Del. But either way, it is an all-time classic photo. We'll share it on socials so people can get to see it. But Del, tell us the background on this story from the vault.
I think, you know, TDK, one of our sponsors, so they wanted a few of the boys to go
TDK
along.
TDK is in the old blank tapes.
That's it tells you it's from the vault.
Yeah.
Like, it's a long time.
So them in conjunction with Sony, you know, and all that, and they wanted a few of the boys to go, and then obviously I think it was about 1994 and I was one of the young blokes coming through.
Yeah.
And they said, look, we want you and Alf to jump in a picture with Michael Bolton. And obviously, look at that, the shirt.
Choice of shirt, though. Tell me what you think.
There was a place we used to go to that, mate, he used to look after us, obviously. So I'm looking
after you. Didn't pay for it, that's for sure.
Mate, that was him back in the 90s because it was Bobby Brown style, all that sort of stuff,
course,
you know.
Yeah.
You know, then, I thought it was cool. Can I tell you, that shirt, back in the day, oh, my God, that many dates with that shirt.
Yeah, you would have carved him up.
Because I was single at that time, too, so 1994. And Michael Bolton even complimented me on the shirt that day.
I reckon Michael Bolton would have complimented me with something else as well, but it looks at his jeans.
Are you giving him the benefit of the doubt? Is it the fold or the press of the jeans?
No, I think he's got a massive schlong.
Oh, no! What's that song we want to play again? Tell me how am I supposed to live without. Check it out on the socials.
Yeah.
One of the all-time great photos.
Love you, Michael.
That's it for today's podcast. We'll be back on Thursday for more of the show. You can catch us live on the radio from 4 p.m. on Triple M. Have a happy Australia Day.
Yeah.